We made it through January. It's always a long, dark, cold month. And this year, it gave us a humongous dumping of snow on the way out. What a kick in the pants. We usually get more snow in February, but it's a short month with a candy holiday smack dab in the middle that's doable. And if June, July, and August are summer months, that means March, April, and May are technically spring, right? In other words, we've only got one short month left of winter. Hey, that works for me. I know I should spring clean in January, but it's a hot enough month as it is. I don't want to add more pressure to the mix. January is a good month for getting other things done, though, like scheduling those doctors, dentists, and PT appointments you've been putting off. In fact, Charlie finally went to the podiatrist this week. He's been putting it off forever. Yep, you know you're old when you have to see a doctor about your feet. I'm hoping he writes a poem about it. Now that I'd love to see. Of course, I'm not one to talk because I just started physical therapy. Not just any PT, though. No, I'm going to a pelvic PT gal. This started when my new gynecologist asked me if I suffer from frequent urination. If you're asking, do I pee a lot? The answer is yes, sirree, Bob. Does it affect your sleep? She asks. I guess. I'm usually up 4 or 5 times a night. That's a lot, Ida. Is it? Yes, it is. I'd like you to see a pelvic PT therapist who specializes in urinary frequency. Wow, I didn't know there was such a thing. Okay, sure. I'm always up for something new, and it would be nice not to have to get up so much during the night, wouldn't it? So I went to this nice gal, and we had a frank discussion about how much I pee, like you do. And get this, she said you shouldn't pee more than every 2 to 4 hours. Get out of town, I says. It's true. Now that you mention it, when I get together with my friends in person or on Zoom, I must be, 3 or 4 times in the 3 hours we're hanging out. Most everyone else pees maybe once. Shirley doesn't pee at all, but then she's a freak in nature. So she had me keep a bladder diary. For a 24-hour period, I had to write down every time I peed, how much, and what my urgency was, and what I drank, when, and how much. Holy cow! I filled up almost 3 pages of peeing. Well, she says, looking them over, you're certainly urinating frequently. Let's look at how much liquid you're taking in. She counted it up. Huh, this can't be right. She did it again. Okay, normally we aim to drink about half your body weight in ounces. You're drinking 3 times that. You're kidding. The numbers don't lie, Ida. I'd like you to cut back on your liquid intake by 2/3 and come back and see me next week. All right, I'll give it a go. I did, and guess what? Problem solved. I'm the type of gal who always tends to think that more is better. That may be true of ice cream, but apparently not so much for liquid. Suddenly, I feel like I have a new lease on life. And Charlie's pleased because I'm not getting out of bed every 5 minutes. At least I think he is. Sometimes it's hard to tell, what with all the snoring. Anywho, if you're having some health issues and have been putting off dealing with it, or a wellness check that's long overdue, why not get it out of the way now, in the dead of winter? You've got nothing else going on, so there's no excuse. Get it over with. Trust me, you'll feel better once you do. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.